It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, man. Mario Lopez is in hot water, and he's now apologizing for ignorant and insensitive comments about raising transgender children that he made on an appearance on the Candace Owens podcast.
If you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make that determination then, okay, well, then you're going to be a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be. And it's sort of alarming. And my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on.
Right. Okay, so the comments, he says, were ignorant, insensitive, and deeply hurtful. He knows that they are. He understands that. Now, the producers of Extra released a statement saying, while we've enjoyed our long relationship with Mario Lopez, they are not the opinions expressed by Extra. They don't reflect us at all, and they wholeheartedly embrace friends from the LGBTQ community and, of course, sending love and support. So he is backpedaling. Big time.
Man.
Big time.
Way to go.
And he's making the move from Extra. So this is very interesting. But you know when the network is like, oh, we don't want anything to do with this person.
Yeah, we're going to go put you on this channel instead.
Not good. Also not good, ASAP Rocky's bodyguard went berserk. It was seen choking a victim in Sweden, and the surveillance camera caught the whole thing.
I love the accent, but ASAP Rocky's he's getting cocky,
he's being
choking
down.
Them.
Yes, the video captured the street brawl. Basically, the bodyguard grabbed the victim by the throat, lifts the person off the ground, and tosses him down the street. That's a strong bodyguard.
Not kidding. Protect me, big
Woo!
Strong man.
Yeah, so the bodyguard was cleared of any charges, so that was interesting. But could you imagine just walking down the street and seeing that? Would you taste this? French's has created a mustard-flavored ice cream.
No, I would not.
You wouldn't?
Surrender that ice cream cone, or every waking moment for you will become a swirling torrent of pain and misery.
I love mustard, Mackenzie. It's one of my favorite things, but I don't want mustard ice cream. I don't want ketchup ice cream. I don't want relish.
What about avocado? I've had avocado ice cream. Not bad.
If you slid it in.
It doesn't sound great, but
if you slid it in there and I didn't realize it because it gets all creamy, I might, but I still wouldn't be like, oh, you know what I really want? I hope DQ's got some of that avocado ice cream right now.
Avocado. Well, it's ahead of National Mustard Day, which is August 3rd, if you don't already have that on your calendar. And it's kind of fun to mix with pretzels and that kind of thing. So if you want to feel, you know, adventurous with your taste buds, go for it.
Well, if there's pretzel chunks, you didn't say that, then I'll get crazy.
Nah, we're talking. Well, Ellie Goulding plans on banning all social media at her wedding. So Ellie says she doesn't want anyone to distract and not be present. So she's taking away like everybody's phones. She wants no one posting. Nothing will be on Instagram. She thinks it's absurd. And that's going to be her number one rule at her wedding. And her fiance Casper couldn't agree more. What do you think? Social media allowed at weddings or no?
We've kind of talked about this. I think maybe after the ceremony. So, like, right. At the reception, that's fine with me. But during the ceremony, maybe just, like, no cell phones.
And don't you want to post the perfect pic of people to first see you in your gown and all the things? Because if someone gets, like, a random side shot, then everyone sees it.
We were talking about
that,
that wedding photo that was ruined. The photographer said somebody stuck their phone out when the bride and couple were coming out of the church.
Yeah.
I think you pay a big service. One person takes all the photos. Instantly, they're uploaded to a cloud there at the wedding, and you just grab them, like airdrop them.
Perfect.
Yeah, but that's easier said than done.
If it's a good photographer, they can do it.
It would take hours for them to upload, like, thousands of photos up to the
cloud. Maybe using your phone, but if they had a good one, it would take minutes.
Well, that's your garbage.
All right, Mackenzie, thank you so much.